We got a red alert on I-95. That's a red alert, breaker 19. We got a red alert. I don't know. What do they call it on the CB?
Help.
No idea.
Help, I'm on my side.
Hell on road.
We're looking for you to call in if you're stopped in traffic. Give us the I'm stopped in traffic report.
Nice.
203-882-9757. Let's start in West Haven, where a tractor-trailer rollover completely shut down southbound and I think most of the lanes northbound with emergency vehicles.
Yeah.
It was a tractor-trailer. We heard from Isaac earlier who drove his rig through it.
Yep.
Not literally through it, but, you know,
by it. Through the area, yes.
Yeah, that it was a tractor trailer on its side. There was a Tesla that looked like it was involved. There was a couple of jackknife trailers that were upright.
Yep.
But, you know, those things are pretty easy to clear up. We're communicating with the DOT commissioner. He says they're uprighting the trailer now.
Uh-huh.
There's a fuel issue.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, hi. I'm actually traveling from Hamden to Greenwich, and traffic is miserable.
Oh.
Where are you? So you're southbound 95?
Southbound 95, yeah. I'm at exit 23. So even before you get to the accident in West Haven, there's a car that's flipped over to get off the exit to Long Wharf. So it takes 20 minutes to just get off the highway to get to back roads to get back on the highway.
Oh, my God. So, wait, you're at 20-something, and the rollover isn't till 44, 43?
Yes.
So,
I made it around. But it took 20 minutes just to get off of Long Wharf.
Oh.
And you said 21, because there's a rollover?
No. No rollover on 21. There's the rollover on Long Wharf. On Long Wharf at exit 46. So if you're going southbound and you're like, oh, let's get off before we hit 43, 44.
Uh-huh.
Don't do it.
We'll do it, but just know that you're not getting off because there's a car that's flipped over there. So cops have that, you know, that 46 exit. It's down to like one lane, so everybody's trying to get over into there.
It's like, did we lose gravity?
I was just thinking it's like someone took the world and shook it like a snow globe.
Right.
When it rains and pours.
I was drawing all on thing.
Wow.
Damn, man.
It's absolute insanity. But, you know, and then once you get on the highway, like I took Route 1 and I got on by the Milford Mall.
Okay.
And everybody's doing like 150.
Wow.
They're like, whoa, no traffic.
Here comes the next accident.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be a doozy. Yeah, bunch of tickets.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, be safe.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks.
You too.
Yeah, call us if you're stuck in traffic. 203-882-9757. What do you got, Ruth?
Looks like there's yet another accident. 95 southbound approaching exit 15 in Norwalk. Stop and go from exit 17. Multi-car accident, left lane blocked.
It's accident day, right?
Jeez.
Yep.
Stay home.
That's the thing. When you're traveling like 60, 70 miles an hour, and you're in like one of those NASCAR packs, everybody's close. There's a tractor trailer.
Yep.
Everyone's kind of moving around, you know.
Yep. Jockey for position.
You're just one little tiny mistake.
Yeah. When I chew.
From... Right, or I'll just send this text real quick.
Right, just
from just a disaster, just mangled metal, loud noise, glass breaking, rubber in the air,
right.
Smoke screeching.
People sitting in traffic.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's the worst and worst when you sit in traffic, you hear bloop, bloop in your stomach, like, oh no.
Oh, when you're stuck in traffic.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you see a bloop, like,
and
oh,
your stomach says,
I
gotta release this.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I have an issue down here that needs taken care of. You don't mind.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, just like the last guy said, I got off at Long Wharf there. They almost have that cleared up and everything like that, but you get on the side roads and they're dumping everything on the side roads. So, face.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Even people who have no plans of getting on the highway, they just go from one side of town to the other.
Yeah.
you're done. You're just done.
Yep.
You're done. You got every moron like, do I go this way or that way?
Right. I don't know where I am.
Stop sign. Yeah. I don't know where the stop signs are. I'm just going to keep driving.
They don't go this way. Right. GPS. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going through a neighborhood now.
You got to wait three lights to get to the light.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, my God.
Yep. It's chaos.
Plus, on top of that, you got the school buses.
Damn you kids anyway.
Call off school. New Haven call off school.
The kids are like, we'll stay home. We're good.
That's right. The school buses. So you have all these cars and they got to stop every five seconds.
File under suck. Yep.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah, I'm going home. I would just turn around.
Yeah.
I'm going home. The thing is, you tried.
Yeah.
I gave it a try. I'm out.
Now I'm going back to bed.
All right. Good luck.
As a breakfast, go right back to bed.
Look.
Yep.
You're just waking up.
Go back to bed.
Yep.
You'd be better off.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Andrew. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey. Came down from Ridgefield this morning, coming to West Haven. Usually would take 95. Scrap that, took the parkway.
Uh-huh.
The parkway dished to 34, and now 34 is messed up in Orange going south. Another accident.
You folks are stop having accidents out there.
Yeah, you know, we have to, like, just ask everyone, put your phone down.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Pay attention. Drive today.
Don't drive fast.
Right.
It's better to be late than not be there at all.
Don't hug bumpers. We're not shifting for, like, no one's winning a championship tonight.
Right. There's no trophy race at the end of this.
You're heading to work. Why are you rushing?
Yeah. Really. Take your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a good excuse.
I think it's the full moon.
Full moon.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
I got up in the middle of the night, you know, to take a bathroom run.
Uh-huh.
And I looked out the window. I'm like, yeah.
Full moon. Full moon.
It's going to be good today.
Yeah.
Bunch of people
I
crashing.
See full moon. Yeah. I know the phones are going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, full phones.
There's not even ice to blame or fog.
Nothing.
It's beautiful out.
That's a good point.
Just bad moments.
All right, Andrew. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We're asking you to be our reporters on the road. It's a red alert day on the roads of Connecticut.
It is.
95 southbound, exit 44, shut down. The northbound lanes have stuffed with emergency vehicles. There's a thing in Route 8. There's a thing in 34. There's a thing over here. There's a thing over there. I wonder if it was just us playing Linda McCartney singing.
Maybe.
Everybody's like, I'm crashing.
Boom, 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 smash, boom, boom.
The McCartney effect.
Thank you.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, I just punched through on Route 8, the one in Shelton. Looks like they just got the last cars up on the wreckers and stuff. So don't get off Constitution Avenue. That's a mess, too. So don't Shelton's probably a mess. But it's about to clear. But take your blindfolds off, people. Thanks for the
Exactly. Blindfolds. Yes. Come on, people.
Yeah, drive today. Just
Let's drive.
Drive. Make it into more priority for once.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Sean?
Yeah, so I'm commuting from Milford to Niantic.
Ooh.
And basically,
you do that every day?
That's a long ass drive, man.
Every day?
Damn, man.
500 miles a week getting to work.
I would drive 500 miles. And I would drive 500 more.
Make a landing.
Wow.
Damn, man.
So I had to get on the Merritt in Milford, all the way up into Hamden, link up to 91, back down south. Caught 95 in New Haven, and now I'm back on my way.
Now,
all right, I'm going to guess that you are some kind of a person that was making or working for a military contractor, and you were let go, and then you know, because you lived in Niantic, and then you got a job in Milford. Is that what happened?
Vice versa. I live in Milford, work in Niantic.
Okay.
At the prison there.
Oh. Okay.
What do you do?
I'm a counselor.
Oh, nice. Huh. Okay.
Oh,
nice.
Good for you.
Right.
So here I go on my way. What was usually a nightmare commute is even worse.
Yeah.
You know what's great? Is when people come in today to be counseled, you could say,
You think you got it bad.
Yeah, at least you're not out there.
You think prison is rough.
You should have seen my commute today.
At least you're not driving. Go there. You're sitting in traffic when you have to go to bathroom. We just go right here.
Yeah. Like, holy crap.
You don't have to commute.
I don't want to hear you today.
Right.
You're going to hear me.
Right.
You got a bathroom.
I have to drive from Milford to Niantic every day.
Right.
I have to listen to other people's problems.
Right.
And today it took me an extra hour.
You do what? You get up, you go to breakfast, right? Okay, great.
That's that. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
They're gonna console him.
Right. It's yeah. Okay. It's like, okay.
It's all right. It's all right.
You don't have to worry about it. You're good.
Wow, that's got to be a tough job.
Yeah.
Counselor in a prison.
Right.
It's about as important as it gets, though.
Yeah.
Man.
I need you to put down the bed.
Rehabilitate.
Put the furniture back on the floor. Yeah.
I want to put a shank in his eye if he ever looks at me like that again.
Right.
My rummage.
How many had these feelings?
Well, seeing how you're doing life anyway.
Right.
And we could use the extra beds.
You know what? The whole thing is I'd be happy.
Right.
If it makes you happy.
Man, I would be a bad counselor.
Yeah.
A bad counselor.
Kill him. Yep. Especially after the traffic.
Listen, you people, I'm just going to put you all in a room together.
Right.
With knives.
Exactly. And the victor.
I'll be back in an hour.
Right. One person standing.
Good luck.
Yeah.
You should have heard what he was saying about you in his session.
Right. Here's a whole bunch of caffeine and a bunch of knives. Go
for
it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Damn.
What's worse, a prison counselor or a prison guard?
I think the guard.
I think so, too.
Because when stuff happens, they got to rush in.
Well, not only that.
The counselor sees the master and goes, why did you do that?
The counselor, you know. If you're going to a counselor, you're like, yeah, I want to talk to someone. I need an ear. I can't trust these people.
Yeah.
I need to have a conversation. So you already have a little bit of a, you know.
Yeah.
The guards, that's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not an easy job.
Nope.
No.
Not at all, no.
Not many jobs you can get stabbed at work.
Yeah.
Right. You're going in and your customers don't like you.
No. Yeah.
All of them.
It's like the worst complaint department.
It's like the worst customer service job ever.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you can have
like murderers, rapists.
Yeah. And there you are.
Worst people.
Yep.
We have to lock them up because you just can't be out here with us.
No, you got to be behind bars.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now you go in to watch them.
Yes. And counsel them.
Yeah.
And fine. Tell them what to do.
Damn.
Yeah, no thank you.
All right, so recap on this, the tractor trailer rollover. We spoke with the DOT commissioner. He says they're uprighting that truck now, so it should clear up.
Yay.
It'll be nice right by the time you're at work.
Yes.
Everybody's
just figure
home.
That. The UConn parade scheduled for Saturday has moved to Sunday. It was going to be 11, and now it's 1. So it's Sunday at 1, UConn Victory Parade.
And it's going to be actually a better day, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers.
Right.
It was
but,
a given.
Way
it was,
better
it was,
temperature. I think Saturday is like 45.
Yeah.
And Sunday's like 55.
Low to mid 60s. Oh, low 50s. Sorry, low 50s. Yeah. I was looking at Monday. Hey, mine's going to be nice.
Move it to Monday.
Can you just do your job?
I am.
Okay.
The whole reading part.
You'll get it someday.
I will.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Comedian Dan Shea in studio. Good morning, sir.
Morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Nightmare on the Roads, if you're just tuning in.
Yes.
95. West Haven, good luck, everybody.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
We're going to bring on Anthony Avalon, our good buddies, president of Reitman Personnel. Good morning.
What's up, guys? How are you?
How you
all right.
Doing?
We have a dumbass news story that I think you'll be interested in,
right,
and I'd love to get your take because you handle this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Go for it.
A woman who works in HR is going viral for listing the craziest things she's had to fire people for.
Okay.
All right. She has some. We have a little clip here. We're going to play it. But if there's anyone in HR who would like to call anonymously, or if you were fired for something stupid,
right,
feel free to call in 203-882-9757. Here's her clip.
First guy was napping in his car from 10 a.m. till almost 1 every single day. He had been doing this for like 4 months straight, but I ended up firing him by knocking on his door because we were trying to find him and he was AWOL, and he opened the door and he was so shocked and he could not believe that he was getting fired for sleeping 3 hours every single day.
An employee had just gotten a verbal warning, so not even a written anything, about stealing company supplies because he was loading cases of toilet paper into his vehicle. He got really upset and went straight into, we had this big glass meeting room where all the execs were meeting, turned around, dropped his pants, and stuck his butt against the window.
I like him.
No tupper hanging out. All clean.
Anthony, what do you think?
Sounds just about right. Exactly. I think that's probably a mild list of things that you would hear for terminations. So, the fact that she's getting that kind of not understanding why they're being terminated doesn't surprise me in the least. In the least.
Really? Do you have any stories you could share?
Even more grotesque, talking about like people getting caught drinking on the job.
Okay.
Right? Like literally being caught in the corner, like inebriated.
Uh-huh.
And not understanding why they're being terminated while they're drunk on the job. You know, here's the best one, dude. I love this one. Okay. When they're repeatedly late to a job.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they tell the company, don't you have a grace period in which I'm allowed to be late, like a 15-minute window? So that, like, if I'm supposed to report at 8:30, if I come in at 8:42, aren't I within that grace period? And why are you terminating me?
Wow.
I'm like, where did you possibly get that idea about a grace period?
You can leave earlier. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah. Maybe come in earlier. Maybe they give you that grace period, but not coming in late. And the best part about it is this, right? They genuinely are looking at you seriously.
Dumbfounded.
Not understanding why you're talking about dumbfounded. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean?
How is this possible?
What do you
What's
mean?
What's wrong with
what
you people? Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So I'm absolutely not surprised at all. I would imagine if people really wanted to call in, like HR managers were not afraid of sort of being on the air, you could do a full hour on stories of gross misconduct in the workplace and people not understanding why they're being terminated.
Okay.
In fact, you know what? I'll do one better. The next time I come on and come down, I'll give you a full list of them, and we can have a great time with it.
All right, good. Ruth is going to set that up. Call it if you got fired for something stupid or if you had to fire someone for something stupid. Paul from Wallingford, which one are you?
Good morning.
Hey, so, you got fired?
I got fired, yes. So I was working at an armored car company, and we would have phones on our routes and everything. And long story short, this girl was my partner, and I said, you want to give me your number strictly because if I have to call you? And she said no. So she did something. I had to report her for it. And then she goes to HR and says, all Paul does is call me and text me all the time. And I'm saying to myself, this is ridiculous. And I said, why don't you get the phone record? And when it shows that she's lying, you fire her and whatever. And they wanted to make an example out of it and fire me because of it. And he, my manager goes, Paul, I believe you, but unfortunately, she's a girl, you're a guy, and girls are favored more in the world. And that's the short story.
Oh, wow. Girls are favored. He said that. That man. Sounds like an HR moment.
He, said, Paul, it does. He goes, Paul, I believe you 100%. And it is what it is.
Yeah.
But, it's much longer of the story, but she was mad because I reported her.
Well, you're doing better now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Have a great day, guys.
All right, Paul.
You too.
Thank you. Anthony, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's always, sounds interesting, but I always say this, right? If you ask enough and you dig far enough, there's always a little bit more to every story, you know? And it never actually is usually what it appears to be. Like what I always say is, right, there's three sides to the story.
Yeah.
And when people say to me, this is what happened, and I really don't understand how it happened, and all you got to do is just sort of dig a little bit further, right? And then sort of the truth of really what happens starts to kind of come out, you know? And then the people are like, well, yeah, you're kind of right. I probably shouldn't have done that.
Since you found out.
AJ from Shelton.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Hey.
All right, so I used to work at a gas station, and I got fired for selling a 26-year-old cigarettes when her ID was expired.
Oh, that's dumb.
That's BS, man.
Yeah, for me, it's not like you like you're not 26 anymore because your ID got expired. But I was like, what the hell? You know, but yeah, I thought that was.
Would the store get fined if the person was 26 but their ID expired and you sold them cigarettes? Would they get fined?
Not that I know of. But the only thing that they really care about is just selling underage.
Yeah.
Did they have it out for you? Were they just looking for a reason?
I think so. I mean, I was a shift manager, and I really wasn't that good at it.
Okay, like Anthony said,
right? We need a reason. Oh,
that was one question away from what really happened.
They sent that guy in.
That's right.
They sent that guy in.
Here, go in.
Buy some cigarettes.
But you're expired. That's right. I'll bet you they did send him in.
But I'll smoke.
Yeah. Well, we're on your side,
AJ. Just buy him anyway.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. All right, you're right, Anthony.
At least he's honest, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's honest.
That is probably, by the way, one of the number one excuses why people get terminated is that the managers were out to get them.
Oh,
that's it.
Genuine.
You can't believe the amount of people out there that have targets on their back, according to the people. You know what I mean?
And
I try to tell Mike, listen to me. Nobody really cares. I know you might think that you are, but honestly, I hate to say it, you're really not that important to them that they have that kind of target on your back. But if you want to believe it, go for it. Knock yourself out. You know what I mean? It's probably the number one excuse. They had it in for me.
Yeah.
You know?
We had a teacher on the line and lost the teacher, and it's very hard to get fired as a teacher.
Making phone calls.
Yeah, especially if you're tenured, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, it's Mattitude. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Mattitude, you're on.
All right. I didn't get fired for it, but I got suspended for it. People used to complain because I love seafood, and they say it would stink up the break room.
Oh, you're terrible.
Oh, yeah, we do hate that, by the way. Yeah, on behalf of everyone who uses a break room, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're awful.
Okay, well, anyways, like I would heat it up, and I would take it outside. But they told me no more seafood in the break room. So I was like, all right, fine. So I went back in the break room, got a bag of microwave popcorn, threw it in the microwave, and put it on for 8 minutes.
Oh, God.
And it's dunk up the whole place, all the offices.
Yeah, no idea why they did that to you.
Why would they fire
and they were
you?
Like, you're like, Matt, and I was a supervisor. They're like, you're suspended for 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, my God. I would have fired you.
Until smoke clears.
Yeah. Mattitude, thank you, man.
Have a great day, guys.
I love your honesty.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Fish and popcorn, that can't be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, on the stinking element, right? Not necessarily.
Hold on, Anthony. Hold on. Anthony's ready to roll.
Yes, he is.
All right, we're talking about a dumb reason you got fired or had to fire someone. Lori from Stratford.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
Hello.
So I was a teacher at a preschool, and it was pizza day, and all the kids had to pay for $1 for a slice of pizza. So the director delivered a whole pie to my classroom, and I'm giving out the pizza. Well, this one student, you know, 4 years old, didn't order pizza, and he's crying and crying. So I gave him a slice of pizza. Well, there wasn't enough pizza slices for every kid to get two.
Oops.
So one kid got one, and this kid I gave one to. So I got fired for giving this poor little kid a piece of pizza.
Crying baby.
Wow.
He gave a crying
man.
Kid pizza.
Damn. Anthony, what do you think?
That's crazy. That is nuts.
And so I went into the director and I said, well, then I want a pink slip. And she said, no. And I said, well, okay, you fired me, so we need to take this, you know, to unemployment. And sure enough, we went to unemployment, had a hearing, and I won. And
nice.
I was able to collect unemployment.
Good for you.
You want a pizza? Come on.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Not give the kid... Yeah. The kid's crying.
What are you going to do?
Feed exactly, hungry kids.
Yeah. He's not going to get two pizzas.
Yeah. Why were you fired? I fed a hungry child.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I'll get a second pizza. He's easier. Here we go.
You monster.
And they only ate one piece anyway.
Seriously, like kids that young, one slice and you're good for the day.
Yeah. You're the person we want working in a place like that.
Absolutely.
How dare you?
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
What do you do now?
I'm actually a special ed teacher. I called in a while ago. You guys were talking about teachers and education, and somebody had made a comment about how special ed kids shouldn't be mainstream. So that kind of set me off. I had called in. But yeah, I'm a special ed teacher to elementary school now.
Awesome.
Wow.
That's exactly where you should be.
Yeah.
It's very special people needed in that field.
Right.
All right, Lori. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
What do you think of that, Anthony?
Well, you know, obviously.
Are you on speakerphone?
Like no. Do I sound like him?
Yeah.
No. No.
Mouthpiece?
I'm good.
He's bench pressing right now.
Yeah. It sounds like it was a really kind gesture on her part, obviously, but I would venture to guess they had some axe that they wanted to grind with her, because, you know, when you hear something like that, that doesn't even sound reasonable to, like, a normal human being, right? There just has to be some sort of, like, backstory to it. It sounds crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I know what you're saying.
When you buy two pizzas,
sometimes it's just jerks.
Like, that's like common sense. Like, you know what I mean? What she did was just plain old common sense. Who's going to leave a little kid without a piece of pizza?
Seriously.
Let's think this one out. Okay, yeah. Kids, whoever has a dollar gets a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
And the rest of you is go screw.
Right.
And also, they're four.
Who's running this school who planned this day out?
Seriously.
You know?
Yeah, just give them the pizza.
That's right. Don't Everyone gets pizza.
You get four pizza.
If you want pizza, you get pizza. Yeah.
Right. Get two pizzas.
Yeah. Especially for what preschool costs.
And like, I should have asked her what year was this, because like pizzas, first of all, aren't expensive now, but if it was like 10 years ago, they were almost free.
Seriously.
Okay. Yeah. It was like $8 right. for a large. Right. Okay.
If I made money on the deal.
Yeah.
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 All right, Jody from the road. Jody from the road.
The road.
Hello.
Jody. Hey.
Hello. Let me take you off speaker real quick. I was just listening to the show.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. So, fired. Right. So it was my first job. I had a six-month-old at home, and I'm working midnights at a gas station.
Okay.
Wow.
So... my boss comes in. It's Friday night. She comes in with her friend. They were out at the bar. We had the video games. Remember the arcade games?
Yeah.
We had a couple of those, like, in the little waiting area for whatever reason. At a gas station.
The last thing you want in a gas station when you're working overnights is people hanging around.
I mean, for the roller grill dog, don't be ready.
Inside.
Your taquitos.
So some... one, either her or her friend, I asked him to watch the window while I just went to the bathroom really quick, which was right all in one little square box, because all we sold was gas.
Right.
That was it. So I go in there, I go to the bathroom, I come out, and then in the morning when I counted my drawer, this is my boss now, I was short $20. So she fired me, and she was the only one there, her and her friend.
Oh, she robbed the money.
Yeah. Set you up.
And, yeah.
Yep.
That was so messed up. I cried and cried the whole way home. I was young. I was like 19 years old. I was crying like crazy. I was so upset.
But now you know.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
That wasn't for you anyway.
That wasn't for you. What are you doing now?
Now I'm an office manager at a dentist.
Oh, there you go.
Much better.
Way better.
Now she fixes her video games.
And funny story, we have a very small child-sized video game.
Nice.
Pac-Man at the office.
Just can't get away.
You can't get away from it.
Can't get away.
Nope.
All right, Jody, thank you.
Well, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Anthony, what do you think?
Yeah, well, here's the good news. The dental offices don't deal with cash anymore, right?
Nice.
<one thing>.
Yeah, right. They can't rob you.
Yeah, don't know, that could seem a little bit more plausible, right? You could see somebody hanging in on a 19-year-old, right, as an easy scapegoat, right?
Yeah.
I could see that. I could definitely see that.
If you have someone who has a 6-month-old baby and she's coming in working overnights,
yeah.
One, she needs the job, and two, that's grit.
Yeah,
that's you don't let those people go.
No.
Yeah.
It's a scary job.
That's right.
That seems a little more plausible.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right, Anthony, go back to your workout.
All right.
We're going to get you in. We're going to do a whole segment on this. We got some calls. We're going to take them, but I'm going to let you go back to your workout because I know you're on the schedule.
Okay. All
right.
Good.
Anthony Avalon, Reitman Personnel.
Jazz and AJ.
We're talking about a dumb reason you were fired or you fired someone. Gabrielle.
Yes.
Hey.
Good morning.
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 I couldn't believe this guy. He was a ticket merchant. Back in the 80s, he was in Fairfield, and he would buy up all the tickets in the front rows for a lot less and turn around and sell them for way more.
Wow.
He needed a little assistant just to answer the phones and stuff envelopes. I was only 18 years old. He was paying under the table. I was a young mom, and he said, "You're hired." After a couple of days, he kept saying, "Oh, you're so good looking. You're so good looking."
Yeah, boy.
Meanwhile, he was over 400 pounds and he was married.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And he had the nerve to say to me, "Listen, I'll give you $500 now." And he laid out five $100 bills in front of me. He goes, "I'll give you the other $500 tonight at the hotel."
Oh.
So, you know,
bucks, huh?
My quick thinking was, okay. Ha ha, you're funny. Put your money away. You're just too funny. And I tried to downplay the whole thing. And he was serious. And I was really hoping he wasn't. I didn't want to lose the job.
Right.
I go back to work the next day. The door shut. Yeah. The door shut and he wouldn't open it. I knocked on the door. He goes, "You're fired."
Oh,
Jesus. That was it.
Wow.
Wow.
My blood is boiling.
But it was in
right
the 80s.
Now. Yeah.
It was in the 80s.
That's crime.
I hope he's dead now.
I would have grabbed the first 500.
400 pounds.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, you grab the 500, then you never show up.
You never
go back to work.
Right.
That, believe me, that, but you know.
You're a good person.
Shocked.
Yeah.
You're 18.
Right.
You're shocked. It's like only your second job. What are you supposed to think? You're just, "I need a job. I have a child."
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man.
What a scumbag.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
That's okay. He's probably dead in hell right now.
Yeah. If he was 400 pounds in the 80s, he's dead now.
Yes. Trust me. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
Drop dead yelling at you. "You're fine."
You know, everybody disliked him immediately when we heard he bought up all the good tickets and sold them. We're like, "I already don't like this guy.
He's an a-hole."
And then you put him over the top where I'm like, "I hope he died a slow death."
Right.
Yeah, that's a miserable man.
Which is very mean to say.
It is,
but he deserves it.
It worked. It's applicable.
Well, what are you going to do? I'm just glad I didn't. I really wish I took the money.
I was in the first 500.
No. You know why? Why
is that?
Because you would think that whole time that you robbed from him. You did the right. Yeah. You did all of the right things.
Yeah, he could.
It's not worth the 500 to have that in the back of your head that, like, you stole 500 from him.
It's not worth
it. He would have made a whole thing of it, too. He would have been like, she
stole from me. Called the cops. I got $500 missing.
Cops. Prove it. Yeah. How are you going to prove it?
Right.
It was cash.
Yeah.
But then you think I was my lesson. There was another time where I took a bartending position, and it was, I was the bartender, and then it was a strip joint in Westport. Back in the day, again, in the 80s.
These great jobs.
You levitated towards
high moral character.
Naughtiness.
Again, it was under the table. It was a dead night. It was like a Wednesday night. Two people were in there. And I guess the girl that was dancing, she wasn't that great or not that good looking.
Uh-oh.
Wednesday. It's a Tuesday.
Wednesday.
She said Wednesday?
A Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The hump day. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the C team.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So they were really bored, and they're like, "Okay, Gabriella, we'll give you, how about if we give you some money and you just get up there and entertain us?" And I said, "Nope, you can't pay me enough." Well, what was in front of me? $400 or $500 laid out on the bar table, and I still wouldn't do it.
Wow.
And they're like, "Come on, we'll lock the door. Nobody's going to come in. Just down to your bra and underwear," and I still wouldn't do it.
Good for you.
Wow. Where's this place?
Although.
But again, are we I was going to say,
$500 for bra and underwear.
I found my side hustle.
No, that might have put you down a whole different path.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't think so.
In a bad way.
Yeah. Path with a lot of money.
You're regretting not getting on the stage. And wait, hold on. Can we go back to the other story?
Yeah.
Are you regretting not having sex with him for $1,000?
No, just regretting not, like you said, take the money
take
and
the
run.
Take the money.
The
then,
first half. Right?
Okay.
Don't show up.
No.
And don't go back the next day.
Why are you
Why
regretting
you
doing the right thing? Are you poor now?
No, not exactly.
Okay. All right.
This is $500 back then, though.
You did the right thing. Look, you can't put a price on, you know, your
morality.
Conscience.
You can't do that.
How you feel about down. Yourself,
you
your can. Self-worth. Write that down, AJ.
You cannot.
Make a poster.
I got bills I got to pay, man. There is no new low.
$500.
$500.
To get up on there and just
bounce
underwears
around.
Underwears and bra.
Yep, that's it.
Undies. Yeah.
Underwears. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was a bar that the guy from Cheers, the mailman Cliff, used to go to in Westport.
Oh.
Wow. It was a strip joint in Westport?
Yeah, it was called, I want to say something, it started with Oasis, I believe.
Oasis?
Something
Oasis.
Like that. Something with the O.
It sounds nice. Like the big O. Joint.
The big O.
That's a little known fact.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little fact that right now, I mean, the Oasis is a strip joint over in Westport.
Yeah, it's a little known fact that the big O over
yeah,
there in
like
Westport.
There.
The O in Westport, right. You know what that's right. supposed to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody knows that dancing should start with the Egyptians.
Hey, you did the right thing.
You did. You did.
No regrets.
I hope so.
Yeah.
What do you mean you hope so?
All right.
What do you mean you hope so?
Okay.
Yeah, it's years later.
You did the right things.
You did.
I know.
If you had another $500, but you took your clothes off for strangers, would you be happy with that right now?
No, they actually, after they all put their money away and gave up, they actually said, we respect you. So
isn't that worth more than $500?
Right.
Can't put a price on respect.
No.
What'd you say, AJ?
No.
$500. I got the respect.
You don't want to be respected.
I can't pay bills you respect.
You want the Benjamins.
I can't put gas in my car. Respect. Do you respect me? Can I have free gas?
I have this wallet full of respect.
Right. Yeah.
Can I get some gas on pump 5, please?
Dear mortgage, I cannot pay you, but I have respect.
See?
Oh, no.
You did the right thing.
But that's $2 offers. Right. Might be a third one coming up.
Yeah, you're going to get to heaven, and God's going to be like, hey, I've been trying to throw you $500, right. $1,000. You just haven't been taking it.
God's going to say, I'm going to give you $500.
Keep complaining about new tires. Right. Keep sending people.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Gabrielle.
Well, thank you, guys.
Yes.
No regrets.
Yeah, my respect as well.
All right, one more. Robin from Meriden.
Hi, guys, again.
Hello again.
Good morning.
Back in the early 90s, I was a restaurant manager at a fast food restaurant, and I'm cashing out one night, and noticed one guy's drawer was short $150. So I went through the safe, recounted all the money, all the other drawers. Maybe there's a plus somewhere. Couldn't find it. So I called my boss, and I said, what's going on? He says, well, give the guy a call. So I called the guy, and his wife kept saying, he's not home. I said, well, can you ask him to come in an hour early? Because we need help. Because I don't want him to know that I know. So he comes in the next morning with my boss, and we call him in. And I said, no, you drew a shirt $150 yesterday. And he starts smiling. He goes, yeah, I stole it. I'm like, why? He goes, well, I bought 150 Powerball tickets because it was $10 million
oh,
at
wow.
that time,
oh, wow.
which was the highest. He says, oh, when I win, I'll pay you back. And we're looking at the guy like, what the hell?
Wow.
So I said, well, I hope you make enough money to pay your bail. And I waved the cops in to come get him.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So he was fired and arrested at the same time.
Nice.
And according to his wife, he only won $30 for all those tickets.
Wow.
So I have no clue what happened to him after that, so... Yeah.
Well, your gas going to court.
Probably not a great life.
So you're not making enough to pay bail.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
All right, Robin. Thank you. Mike Cerulli, News 8 in studio. Hey. A
little late. Sorry, guys.
Did you have to drive through any nightmares?
No, I made a rookie mistake this morning. I always, I usually leave the house at like 9:30 to get up to the Capitol.
Yeah.
So when I go to Dunkin', do the mobile app,
right.
and I usually just speed right through. it's, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning right now. I did the I pulled in and I was like, it was wrapped around this, the Duncan and Trumbull.
Man.
Wrapped around it. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, rookie, I should have known. This is the rush hour. This is the time Dunkin' Donuts is busy.
Yeah. Right. I drive by those coffee places and I see the people waiting. Mm. Like, 10 cars.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not that person.
No,
I can't do that for coffee.
No.
No.
I can't do it for coffee. No.
I love the cold brew. I love big cold brew. And I've tried, I've done it. People go, oh, brew it at home. I've brewed it at home.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
There's something they do something to it.
I've watched hours.
They do.
They're going to look into that.
They do. Because
do they filter the water? Are they putting some kind of chemical in there to make you like
addicted? Is it the flavored cup?
I have asked, I've watched hours of TikToks of like these girls on TikTok.
These
like,
hacks.
You know, here's how you make cold brew. And I watch it and I do it. I've bought all this. I have like a whole cabinet that's full of all these.
And this is from an investigative reporter, by the way.
All these different little glass receptacles I have. None of it works. It's always sour. It's always, I'm someone's going to call and go, what you're doing wrong is whatever you're about to say, I've done it.
Right.
It hasn't worked.
Yeah.
I've bought the steeping things.
Right.
I've got the finely ground, whatever it is. It doesn't work. So.
Yeah.
I wonder, some of these people, like if you buy a cup of coffee every single day at one of these places.
Uh-huh.
Like, how much a month are you spending?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing bothers me more than someone who's like, you know, if you just didn't buy your $3 coffee every morning, you would. And I'm like, I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
You could tell me it's like $30,000 a year, and I'd go, I really
worth it.
I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you got to live your life.
I'd be like, if you quit breathing for a moment, you got to stop.
No,
how much are coffees?
Like
$5.
I think mine's like $3.62 or like $4.62.
Oh, that's not
really?
Bad at all. Yeah.
We're going to just say five with the gas that you spend sitting there idling.
True.
Right.
True. It's more gas.
Okay. Yeah. So that's 25 a week.
$200 a month.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, because you're doing 20 days.
Yeah.
That's 500 a month.
Damn, man.
3,000.
Wow. It can't be.
Yeah, that's not $500 a month.
No, no, it's not.
I was told there'd be no math in this job.
This is my problem. I'm doing math.
Yeah, no.
25, 50.
All right.
Yeah.
25, times four.
We're not here until 10 o'clock.
$100 a month.
I don't do it.
There you go.
$100 a month seems worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
For cold brew, done the way you like it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yep.
It hits.
Yep.
I buy the jug.
By the way, Chaz,
yeah,
fascinated by your journey into the swinger world.
Oh.
Hold it.
Every time he's been on, you've gotten a little more curious.
Fake news.
Has anyone else noticed this? When Chaz is asking the questions, he's like, so what time, like, it started, so tell me about this group. What are you guys doing now? He's going, so what time? It's every Friday or every other Friday?
Is there a crew kid in front of his house right now?
Do you need an invitation?
Why is there in here?
Yeah. No, you know what it is? And I've compared it to this before.
What's that?
It's like a horror movie. You know, there are people who... They don't want to be murdered by an ex-murderer.
Right.
They don't want to be an ex-murderer.
But they're
very interested in watching a movie about it.
Right.
I don't want to watch a movie of this, I'm interested because my brain can't comprehend how someone can do that.
Right.
I'm very interested in talking to the person who can.
Right.
And make it seem like it's fine.
Yeah.
And I use the analogy, like, my wife didn't want me to feed the cats at night because she wants to come home and have the cats run up to her.
Yeah.
So I don't feed the cats. Then she walks into me and says, you know, every once in a while, if you fed the cats, it would be a treat. I can't even figure that out.
Right.
How are you going to be like, I'm going to sleep with this one right in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to watch.
Yeah. So it's okay. It likes to watch.
I think that's part of it.
How did you get there?
Right.
Yeah.
And how is your life?
Yeah.
Tell me it's not a nightmare. You're like, everything's great. No, it's not. You know it's not.
Right.
I'll tell you what, so there's two ways you can get assigned to a story as a reporter. One, you can pitch it yourself. And
undercover?
If it's a political story, it's going to be me, right?
Yeah.
And the other one is if there's like a big story like the Waterbury Court or this, right, which is getting a lot of traction, it's sort of generally discussed. And then the managers sort of say, who's going to take it? Now, we have Jeff Derderian, who's our investigative guy.
He's our man inside.
And he...
and he, you visualize that.
It's not easy to derail him, by the way. No. You did it. Good job, AJ.
So Jeff gets on the call, and he's pitching it. And, you know, it's kind of not good form to try and take another reporter's pitch, but I'm like texting my managing editor going, you know, there's a political angle in this story. I could go out there and throw this.
Let me do it, coach.
I'm like, it's a planning and zoning board. That's political.
PNC's me, man.
I got to tell you, it's everywhere I go, people have mentioned it to me.
Yeah.
In all backgrounds.
Yep.
All different political and whatever persuasion.
Some clergy.
And I'm like, this is a story.
And, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Struck a nerve.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
No laws on that this legislative session.
No.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So I'm driving home from an event last night, and I'm on the phone with Jennifer, and she says, so what was that swinger guy like?
I'm like, you don't need to know.
I'm like, did you hear the segment?
Right.
She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, that's all I know. I didn't talk to him off the air. Like, tell me more. Tell me more.
Right, yeah.
New best friend.
Yeah. So before we bring Jimmy on, and we're just a few minutes away from playing this Linkin Park sounder for you. Mike, what's going on in Hartford? Can you explain this to us in a language we can understand?
So I listened to Vinny Candelora come on here, and this is another thing that bothers me. And I've told all of the politicians this. When they talk about electric rates, they always go, oh, the millstone deal. And they never explain what that is. And it was one of the major reasons people's bills spiked last summer. And the politicians just say it's because of the millstone deal. They talk about reconfirming. They did the vote just yesterday to reconfirm Marissa Gillette and this new guy, Dave Arcanti, to Pura, which are the people that scrutinize your electric bill. And they talk about millstone. The millstone deal, it goes back to 2017. The state made a deal with this huge nuclear power plant out in Waterford. It employs thousands of people. And they said to them, we were going to guarantee that we'll buy power from you at 5 cents a kilowatt hour. Kilowatt hour is what they use to measure. Well, basically, they put a price on it. They said, we'll buy it from you for 5 cents.
Because they were going to shut down, right? And then
they were very much in danger of shutting down.
A ton of people would be unemployed.
Nuclear power is really reliable and really safe. Modern nuclear technology is really safe. So it's a good source of electricity. So they make this deal. They say, we'll buy it from you for 5 cents. And they're sort of making a bet, which is that when the price of natural gas, which is like the other big source of energy, goes above 5 cents, it's great because you have a deal to buy energy for 5 cents.
Uh-huh.
Right? So it creates a credit. But if natural gas goes below 5 cents, which it did leading up to the summertime last summer, you suddenly have a bad deal because you are obligated to buy a bunch of energy at 5 cents when natural gas might be 4 cents or 3.5 cents.
Oh.
So that's what happened
They went to the casino, the power casino.
Yeah.
They
gambled.
And literally, like, and when energy policy people talk about this deal, they say it's in the money or it's out of them. Like, they talk about it like it's a bet, basically, that natural gas is very volatile. When Russia invades Ukraine, the price shoots up and the deal for Millstone's good.
Yeah.
Because now we've got this reliable source of energy. But when it goes down, that's what happened. And then this is where it kind of gets like topsy-turvy. They built this huge deficiency up because natural gas price went below 5 cents. So they had hundreds of millions of dollars that they owed to the deal, basically, out of the money. And they took a vote, Pura took a vote, of whether or not, you know, to basically distribute that loss out over 10 months or stretch it out further. And Marissa Gillette takes a lot of flack, but she was the only person on Pura that voted against condensing it into 10 months. So I think May of this year, actually, is the last of the 10 months. So after that, the millstone deal's over.
Yeah, how convenient, right before the election.
Right? Well, and here's the other thing. After May, when your bill goes up in the summer, they can't say, oh, it's because of millstone, right? Because we just know they built up a credit just now, and they just voted to not distribute it onto people's bills.
I hate all of it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're up there. I'm glad you're bringing some
it's
truth.
Like, but it's like it bothers me so much when they say, oh, don't worry, it's the millstone deal. Or there's a few examples of that. The guardrails. It's like all these kind of...
Guardrails, yeah.
Yeah, and I it's like that. They never quite explain it. And then it's like people... I think it makes people feel more like something's wool's being pulled over their eyes, right?
Yeah. It's a drag.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're up there. You're doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mike Cirilli, News 8. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Comedian Dan Shea in studio.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Adam.
Morning.
Let's start with teens attacking the Easter Bunny.
For shame.
Who would want to attack the Easter Bunny? Why would you attack the Easter Bunny?
Yeah.
For some plastic eggs and chocolate?
Jelly beans.
jelly beans.
The way you said that, you sound like you would attack the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, right? I've got a plan.
I've been Jones with jelly beans. I've been Jones with jelly beans. I'll take the bunny down for jelly beans.
Really?
Yeah. That's my jam. Every year, Easter, it's jelly beans. It's the only time of year really you can get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which colors?
I like the traditional Brock's, the ones that just give the basic, you know, cherry.
Normal.
Yeah, cherry orange. Yeah,
do you mix them?
Yeah, on occasion, but most of the time I eat them one by one because I just like the flavor so much. And, you know, licorice is my least favorite, so those are the last ones. So when you see there's nothing but the licorice ones, it means I ran out of all
the
other
ones. What color is that, the black ones?
The black ones, yeah. I mean, some folks enjoy that flavor.
Black and orange are good together. If you do them at the same time.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh,
the only reason
that.
I know that is I'm from Shelton.
Yeah.
And those are Shelton colors.
Okay.
And I thought, let me try that. And I'm like, this is pretty damn good.
I could see maybe the orange offsets the that horrible licorice flavor. But you know what I did? I had to get a prescription a couple weeks ago, and I ran in, and as I'm passing by, I saw jelly beans. I'm like, oh, my God, yes, right? So I grabbed a thing of jelly beans. I go get my prescription, right? It was like $7. For jelly beans, yeah. I mean, they were not expensive.
How big is this bag?
It wasn't a big
like a
bag.
Sack?
It wasn't a big bag. I was surprised by the price also. I'm like, but I got jelly beans. Yeah, right. I get home. I'm psyched. I open that bag. I pop one in my mouth. I bought the spiced jelly beans. Those are disgusting.
Spicy?
Oh, my God. The green ones taste like you're eating toothpaste. I'm like, I ate them anyway because I paid $7 for them. but I was not enjoying them. I'm like, yeah, I got jelly beans.
I got cocktail jelly beans once, and they were like gin and tonic flavored jelly beans.
They were
accurate. They're disgusting.
I want the traditional ones. Yeah, I don't want the popcorn flavored ones. Or
some strawberries.
This one tastes like tap. No, I want the regular kinds I grew up with.
Yeah, why do people have to screw with stuff?
Seriously, and you get the ones with the gross ones, like ones like booger flavor. I'm like, first of all, why would you do that? How would you know? First of all,
You know? Why would you do that?
Why?
Well, I like the ones that have them both. Like green will be spearmint or booger. And it has both, and you're like,
it's like Russian roulette.
I want the traditional Brock's kind, the kind that just had the good flavors.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, they're gummy beans, man. Hey, gummy beans.
Gummy beans? Really?
Yeah, they attacked the Easter Bunny. They weren't jelly beans. They were gummy beans.
What are you doing right now? You got the radio on too loud.
He's doing his own bit.
You at work?
Oh, yeah, I'm actually at work. Yeah, the radio is on. Is this the station where you guys are?
No, it's the other station.
Right.
What do you do for a living?
Me, I do a lot of stuff.
So going
mostly talk on the radio. But what are you? Where are you now? What do you do?
I'm actually I'm a Horizon Recording. I hate to say it, but you know, we heard it was gummy beans is what we heard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Edibles.
How many have you had?
I don't think you have any more left.
I figured.
Somebody ate them all. That's why.
All of them.
And then called in.
Not enough.
He did not keep his dosage low.
Did not.
What's your first name?
Not the sativa kind.
Just call me Tony.
Just call you Tony. Hi, Tony.
So your name's not Tony.
Right. Tony
even that's
the
a complicated answer.
Right.
Just call me Tony.
It's actually Anthony.
Right. So you're not supposed to be on the phone now.
Right.
Yeah, so if I'm drug-free.
Mm-hmm.
I get all my drugs for free.
Nice.
Okay. Very good.
That's an old one. But anyways, so that's the first thing that came to my mind was gummy beans.
Yeah. I don't think they're gummy beans. But
edibles.
Yeah.
That would explain AJ.
I'd chase them down.
Yeah,
they think it's funny.
Right.
I have three teenagers. They think it's funny when they give the old man gummy beans. You think they're gummy bears, and the next thing you know, you're on the couch. You can't move.
That's funny.
Dosed by your kids.
I didn't know there were gummy beans out there.
We want to go out tonight.
I had no idea.
And they're laughing, and you wonder what's going on. You know, you're in another world.
Right.
What happens when you're in this other world?
You call radio stations.
Your kids ask for stuff.
You're numb, comfortably numb.
Right.
Hello. Is there anybody else?
In there, not out there.
Dad,
so
can
you're
I go
just,
out?
So you're just sitting there on the couch.
Anybody in there? Just not if you could hear me. Yeah, we get it?
Had a couple of red ones saying, did you?
One too many.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are great, man.
Tony, really, you're the best.
Yeah,
man.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All
you
right.
too.
Shine on, you crazy diamond.
Mattitude.
It's fun.
Hey, how's it going today, guys?
Hey.
I already spoke to you earlier.
No, I know. And you were on hold for a long time with a weed story that would knock our socks off. We didn't get to. But now you have an Easter Bunny story?
Yeah, well, it's not. It's from a movie. I don't know if you guys know who Kevin Smith is. He did Clerks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mallrats.
Yep. Yeah.
When Jay and Silent Bob beat the crap out of the Easter Bunny.
I
and then all the kids attack him.
Oh, wow.
Was that Mallrats?
Yes, it was Mallrats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah, it was just funny. And I know I can't tell my weed story right now because you guys probably ain't got time. So.
Yeah, no, we moved on.
Yeah. But hold on to it, man. It'll come.
All right. Thank you, Mattitude. Thanks for holding. Sorry we didn't get to you.
Thank you, sir.
No problem, man. Take care, guys. Right, have a great day.
You too.
All right. Back to the Easter Bunny.
Yes.
Three teenagers are facing charges for attacking the Easter Bunny at a mall in Naples, Florida on Sunday.
For shame.
They started pushing, shoving, and pulling on the Easter Bunny's outfit.
Oh.
Here's Lieutenant Brian McGuinn and a shopper talking about the incident.
They're following her back to where her staging area is, tugging on her, pushing on her, pulling on, trying to pull the costume apart. Simply put, it's an unprovoked attack, just like what it sounds, you know, on someone trying to spread joy in the lives of youth, you know, as we enter the holiday season of Easter. How these three individuals came to the conclusion to act this way is kind of mind-boggling.
It's no point, guys. Don't do that to the bunny. The bunny did nothing to no one. Go run around the park or something or play some sports.
Play some sports.
Don't touch the bunny. Bunny did nothing to you. Run around the park. Play some sports.
Yeah, no, it makes no sense. I'd like to hear from these teens, like, why?
Yeah.
Were you going for the jelly beans?
Right,
or
the gummy beans, whatever. Yeah,
did you have a basket?
Right. Maybe just bastards.
Yeah, I think they were just being jerks.
Yeah.
Sounds, yeah, bad parenting.
By one dared the other, and then they all just kind of jumped in. And maybe they wanted to take the rabbit's head like a prize.
But I want to see the Easter Bunny costume, too. Is it like a really nice costume, or did it look like...
It's like the kind you see it in any mall this time of year where you're sitting to get a picture with the Easter Bunny. It's kind of like a long person standing in it, and it's got that Easter Bunny head.
With the Easter Bunny head? No, I know what a rabbit head looks like. No, but like, were both ears straight, or were they look like they bent antennas?
Yeah, that I don't know. I
mean, been through the ringer.
The ones I've seen, the ears were straight. You know, because they showed, I saw a story in the news, and they showed like the mall bunny and everything. Nothing really, like I gotta have that, you know? Yeah.
I would never look at an Easter Bunny costume and say, I gotta have that.
I just want to know,
is it like high end, or does it look like you just rolled out of a dumpster?
This one looked high end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looked high end. Yeah. Right,
so they didn't deserve it.
Right.
Right. That's right. See, I think the kids would go after a high end one.
Right.
I think if it looks like you rolled out of a dumpster.
Like the Times Square one, take a picture?
That's right.
Yeah.
That Easter Bunny might have a shank.
It smells. Yeah, right?
He's going to defend himself.
It smells of questionable stains.
That
on
one's
it.
Got brass knuckles.
Right.
That one's going to fight for its eggs.
This bunny has a bullet hole.
You're not the first one to try him.
Dumbass. 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 News.
That's your Chaz and AJ Little Pub Dumbass News. 99.1 PLR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.